Wood. Pleasure as always to have you with us. Oh, I'm with you through 6 o'clock this evening. Hey, we're talking local politics this half hour. We are joined in studio by Justin Boyd. He's on the Downtown Bloomington Task Force, chair of the Planning Commission, also a downtown Bloomington business owner. Justin, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good afternoon, Sam.
Hey, I think we had John back in September. Is that right?
That sounds right.
Yeah. Along with Alderwoman Amelia Burgess. And we were talking about the Downtown Task Force and this idea you guys had, a catalyst project. It involved the library, and essentially, I'm going to summarize this, but we wanted to see the library move from its current location over the Market Street parking deck, and it would have encompassed a transfer station for Connect Transit as well, and that would have been the start of a catalyst project. The Bloomington City Council this week shot that down, saying, no, that's okay, we're gonna expand at our current site. And that apparently was that. Let's start there. Your reaction to the vote on Tuesday, Justin, or Monday, I should say. What are you thinking?
Yeah, well, I honestly wasn't surprised. From the beginning, throughout the task force, before we even presented our report, we had council members speak negatively about moving the library. So it certainly wasn't a surprise at all. I was disappointed that the vote came prior to collecting any other information. I mean, the Catalyst Project and the library was one of many recommendations we made in the Downtown Task Force report. It was the tier one option, which there are other options that we still feel the Market Street parking garage would be a great site for, other maybe a Connect transfer center or a mixed use building of some sort. But the library seemed to make sense. It was a low risk venture. We knew the success of the library. We could get that many more people downtown on a daily basis to shop and eat and do those types of things. And it could help combine multiple projects into one, probably saving some money, not even including the federal money that Connect Transit could have available through grants. So It made a lot of sense on the surface, but for honestly a reason that I never really got to have somebody make clear to me, they did not like it. So the vote on Monday disappointed me. All it did was really tell us that they didn't want to move the library, which I think anybody that's paying attention kind of already knew. So,
What are you making of the expansion idea? Because, I mean, there's not a whole lot of details, as far as I'm aware, of what that expansion will look like. I don't know that there's a dollar total associated with it.
Not a firm one. I mean, we saw some estimates prior to the task force being created, of just some estimates and sketches, and it was high dollar amounts, and that didn't even include moving public works, which we're told is going to cost in the tens of millions of dollars, and that's the disappointment part, is that we don't know those numbers before they made this decision on Monday. It is what it is at this point. Mm-hmm. They have made it clear that they don't wish to talk about it anymore. The thing is, they didn't allocate any money towards it. They don't have any plans behind it. So I don't know what's stopping, 6 years from now, a different council coming in and saying, well, no, we want some of this information.
Right.
So I'm just not sure what the vote Monday night did, other than say that this current council is done talking about it.
Well, we had a story yesterday from Stacy Tutt. She's with the University of Illinois Community Preservation Clinic, and a group at what I think it was U of I Law was putting together this report that would show needs, options, et cetera, for the library and Connect Transit. They didn't get to complete that before the council voted. I mean, I know we're just like speculating here, but have you been in contact with Tut? Could they have had something that may have swayed certain aldermen? I know Mboka Malambwe said, I was at that meeting. I didn't learn anything new. I think we had everything we needed.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you make of that?
Well, I think, unfortunately, this is becoming an experience that's to be expected. I mean, we have people willing to volunteer their time and efforts on behalf of the city. I had a similar experience, like I mentioned earlier, on the task force. Members of the council were openly criticizing the task force members and their ideas before we even released our report. And we have Stacy Tutt and Deb Halperin, who volunteered their services not only for the joint meeting, but to also put together the report, along with the Community Preservation Clinic at U of I. And from what I understand, that report would have been available in 2 to 3 weeks. So this vote Monday, if delayed only 2 to 3 weeks, could have had a lot more information behind it.
They really wanted to move on.
Yeah, I guess, that's the way it goes. But from what I understand, and I haven't had any contact with Stacy, but from what I understand, she's still planning on releasing that report. So I'll still be interested to see it and what it has to say.
So talk a little bit more about what the task force came up with. I mean, you know, everyone talks about the Catalyst Project and the library. That's not the only thing you guys looked at, not your only recommendations.
Sure.
I guess we could start with things that maybe aren't getting talked about very much, that we don't see in the media very often.
Right. I mean, if you look at the task force final report, which is available on the City of Bloomington's website, you're going to see, despite the media attention that the library got, it was a very small part of the report. Mm-hmm. Most of the report was made up of the smaller, easier-to-achieve, high-impact opportunities. Things like art, you know, beautification downtown. I think public art brings a unique value and character to our downtown. We already have some of that. We could definitely have more. Other things like landscaping. We talked about letting the Parks Department, who does a wonderful job, come in and do some beautification downtown, just to help, you know, maybe some lighting, some decorative lighting above sidewalks, just to make it more walkable, more appealing. Those kind of things. And we could have some quick wins downtown, I think. And that's something that we've really struggled with. I've been open about discussing garbage issues and snow clearing and ice clearing issues. I mean, I don't understand how every other metro city I'm in that talks the talk of revitalizing a downtown or an uptown understands that garbage cans and recycle are important, that understands that clearing the sidewalk so when someone does park and has to walk two blocks, they don't have to skate on ice to do it. These are things that are easy to achieve in comparison to a Catalyst project that I'm also not seeing any movement on. So I'll take off my task force hat, put on my downtown business owner hat, and that's it's frustrating. It's frustrating to go to work every day and see that kind of stuff. At the same time, I think there is some movement. I have heard that staff at the city is working on something on Jefferson Street, which was one of our recommendations from the task force to help make that maybe possibly a public mall or a shared space, something where people can gather. We already have the farmers market there on Saturdays, hopefully to attract some more events like that to downtown. So there's movement. It's never fast enough for me, but I think there are certainly some easy things we could go out there and achieve if we really put our time and energy into it.
What do you think the barrier is to making this happen? I mean, I've been in and around the community for a number of years, but really focusing on this for almost 2 years. And when I first started JBC, I was covering Bloomington City Council. And I think when I very first started, mid-summer of 2016, there was a lot of talk about the like a hotel going downtown. Mm-hmm. That was the talk of the town. That fell through. Then it just, there's always ideas, a lot of talk, and like, God, wouldn't this be great? And then a few people saying, no, this is why it won't work, and then nothing happens. As you said, there's a little movement, but I'm not trying to compare downtown to uptown. I guess I'm trying to compare and contrast. But you look at what has been achieved at uptown. I know there's a lot of money spent on that, but and then you look at downtown. I spend more time downtown than uptown, but I'm thinking, why, how did it come together so easily? I know a lot of people that were involved in it wouldn't say it came easily,
sure.
But the way that transpired in uptown, and we're just like squabbling about little tiny things to get done in Bloomington. Why is that?
I think, I mean, from my perspective, it's execution. From an outsider's perspective of uptown, they created a plan and they stuck to the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And in Bloomington, we've had the comprehensive plan. We've had the downtown strategy. Now you have the task force recommendations. So we're really good at planning and making recommendations. But it's the action that's lacking a little bit. I mean, the example I used with someone the other day was, if you remember when Macy's went out of business or JCPenney's announced they were leaving, there was an article a day in the paper about how Bloomington's going to be working with the management of the mall to make sure that the mall reinvents itself. Well, let me remind people, we have five large buildings that are vacant downtown now.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Elks, C2 East, Front and Center, the People's Bank, Commerce Bank building, State Farm just left a little while ago. Let's put some of that energy in there. You get way more bang for your buck as far as tax dollars go in a place like downtown. Big box stores and malls, they occupy acres of valuable land in our towns. And with their large-scale buildings and even larger parking lots, it generates less tax revenue per acre than our downtown does. So from just a purely fiscal responsibility perspective, it would make more sense to put that staff time, the energy, incentives into a space that's downtown so we can get a better return on that tax money.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Justin Boyd this afternoon. He's a member of the Downtown Task Force, also a downtown Bloomington business owner. Let me play devil's advocate here. Anytime we talk about improvements to downtown, there's always a very vocal group of citizens that say, you know, we gotta pay for roads. We got potholes everywhere. Why are we focusing on nice, shiny downtown spaces? That's not what people want. We want roads and bridges. how do you make the argument that, no, well, maybe we do need to invest some money in downtown and not make it a scary-looking place for outsiders?
Well, first, I agree. I mean, we do need to invest in our infrastructure. And this year, this time of year, every year, we see potholes more than normal. But, again, going back to the plan of investing in the downtown, and when we can get more taxable dollars per acre in downtown, that generates more revenue for the city to be able to do more infrastructure work. It's really economics in that sense. We've created and participated in this destructive plan where we continue to put energy into strip malls and sprawl, and who really hurts is the small locally owned businesses downtown and the entire community of Bloomington, because then we don't have enough money to reinvest into the city.
Mm-hmm. Gauge some, I guess, the opinions of some of your neighbors. I mean, you are a great example and probably not, I mean, maybe a rare example of someone. You just recently moved downtown.
I did. I mean, I've lived in Bloomington, for a long time, for about 15, 16 years. And I've been working outside of Bloomington for the majority of that, but I've only been working in Bloomington for less than 5 years, but I've always loved downtown. Even when my office was on the east side in Hershey, I was downtown every day visiting the coffee town or grabbing a bite to eat. So I wanted to move my office downtown. I think it's the walkability, to be able to walk to lunch and ride your bike to work, and it's more like a small town feel, right? People walk into your office. I never had someone just drop in my office on Hershey, right?
Sure.
So it's definitely a better experience, but we can do better. When they come to my office to visit me for whatever reason, it'd be nice if we also made it easy for them to walk to grab lunch, made it easy for them to, you know, go check out an art gallery. But we don't. The sidewalks are tore up. Like I said, there's snow and ice covered after a storm. If it's nighttime, it's poorly lit. We could just do better than what we're doing now.
Do your neighbors have similar opinions? I mean, you know, not everyone that owns a business downtown is necessarily going to get up in front of the council or be appointed to a task force, but I'm sure they've all got their opinions. How are neighbors of yours in downtown feeling about
this? I certainly don't want to speak for everybody. Yeah. However, conversations that I've had privately with people have the same concerns over some of the smaller issues, over garbage. Garbage is a big one. We have cans downtown, but we need there's residents that live. I think there's 2,000 residents that live in our downtown, and many of them, the building owners don't pay for garbage. So they throw the garbage into the public garbage cans. No fault of their own. I mean, they have nowhere else to put the things.
Right.
And the city does pick that garbage up every day. But there's no lids on that garbage, so on a windy day, it blows on the streets. There's no recycle available. I don't know why we can't take one of the many lots that Bloomington has purchased and done nothing with and put a couple dumpsters in there.
Sure.
And a recycling bin in there. I mean, it's just like I said, simple things that we could probably do to have a giant impact on the quality of life downtown and the walkability and attractiveness to people that may have not have visited downtown for many years.
I know you can't get into the minds of local lawmakers, but why don't we want to focus on those little easy things? Is there like an obsession with, I need something to show to citizens and say, look at what we did. You can see this every single day. Rather than little things that, you know, are great quality of life things that people appreciate, but maybe they're not saying, oh, thank God, that's finally taken care of.
Well, first, I don't envy anybody that's on council. They have an extremely difficult job, even if I don't agree with them. I sure respect them for the time and energy they put into it, and I'm sure there are hurdles that I would not be aware of from an outsider, so I certainly respect them. However, I don't know the answer to your question. I don't know why I've been vocal about it. I know there's been other downtown business owners and residents that's been vocal about it, or just, you know, people that love downtown that want to see some small incremental things happen, and it just seems like we're beating our head against the wall on many of those things. Hopefully, if we continue to be vocal and we can get some movement on some of these things, we're not asking for a large investment. We're asking to take care of a place that you can easily get a return on your money on if you just do some of these small things. So
that is Justin Boyd again. So the Downtown Task Force, also chair of the Planning Commission and a downtown business owner. Justin, anything I haven't asked you that I didn't do you want to get out there?
Nothing you haven't asked me, but I encourage people to come downtown. We talk a lot about the struggles that are downtown right now, but it's still an amazing place. I moved my office down there in November,
right,
despite everything that we've just talked about. So it's still an amazing place. We have the heart of the entrepreneur, the small business. I mean, it's there. If you miss that small town feel, come visit downtown on a weekday or a Saturday morning during the farmers market this summer, and I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And then you will hopefully be another advocate to try to get some of these smaller things done.